Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Tianti. Now please have your zip code so I can access your account.
15009.
That's 15009.
Yes.
Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
May I please have your first and last name?
Nancy Nash.
Thank you so much for information. May you please confirm your zip code for me?
15009.
Thank you. So I just want to make sure it's correct. Okay, can I please have your shipping address?
7 East Street, Beaver, PA, 15009.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay. Let's see here. I have located your account for the OMAX 3 Professional Grant. How may I help you today?
I had received my order in January, and I took a couple doses, a couple days. I took the capsules. They stunk so bad, I couldn't stand the smell. Was that bad. And I called and they said, oh, throw them away and we will reorder and ship them to you. Now that was on January the 14th. They have not even been shipped out yet. So I would like my money back.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. Yeah, it looks like you called in on January the 14th.
Right, that's what I said.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Looks like you called in and stated that the product had a bad smell to it. Okay. And you would like a refund on the professional screen?
Yes. I would like my money back.
Okay. Well, now, have you opened the product? The last shipment that you received? Did you open it up?
Yes, I told you. I took them.
Okay.
How would
so
I know
what
that
I can
they
do?
Had such a terrible smell?
Okay.
No, I
what
want
I
my
can
money
do?
Back. I'm sorry. I've been ordering from you for years. I just want my money back, ma'am.
Okay. What I can do, ma'am, I can issue a partial refund.
No, I want the full refund.
Okay. Let me consult with my supervisors. Bear me one moment. Okay, thanks for patient holding for me. Okay, the thing that you opened the product and tried it out, and we are not accepting any returns, meaning that the product is open. What I can do is refund you back the $59.
Excuse me. If I didn't open that packet up to take them, how would I have known that the smell was that bad that your company told me to throw the whole thing away?
Yes, ma'am. Understandable. I understand what you are stating, Ms. Nancy. I'm just explaining to you our protocol, and I'm going to refund you back the $59.95. Then you spoke with the supervisor early January. I understand what you are stating, ma'am. I'm just bearing me one moment, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm still here. Just bear me one more moment.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm still here. Just bear me one more moment, please. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for patient holding for me. I'm still here. Just bear me one more moment.
Thank you.
Thanks for patient holding for me. Okay, so I did issue that refund. It will take about 3 to 5 days to reflect back into your account. I'm sorry about that, ma'am. And if the previous supervisor informed you that they was going to issue a refund, they should have issued a refund, but I'm not sure when it was issued, so I issued it for you. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Now, before I let you go, although the professional strength had a bad...
Excuse me. What form or a payment are you going to refund me? Are you going
to? I'm going to refund you back $59.95.
In what form?
Back to the card that is on file.
And what card number do you have on file?
Bear me one moment. Let me take a look over that.
Thank you.
Okay, it looks like the last 4 digits is 6561. It's the MasterCard.
Does it have to be for that one?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it does. Because that account's going to be closed.
Okay, so... the account is closed.
Do you have another card number for me on file? Because I did two of them, two different ones.
Yeah, I would not be able to transfer. I would not be able to change the cards out and have that refund issued on the card. What I can do, ma'am, is send a check out, being that that card would be closed. Now, have you already filed a dispute on the charge?
On what charge? For you?
On the $59.95. Yes, ma'am.
No. But that account, that 6561, is going to be closed. So.
Okay.
You know, that really doesn't make any sense. So I had another card number on file.
Okay. I will have to send a check out, ma'am, and it can take 5 to 7 business days.
What kind of check is that you're going to send?
I have no idea. It will be a check from Omax Health. It will be a check from Omax Health.
No, find out for me what kind of a check this is going to be.
Okay, well, in that case, ma'am, someone will have to call you back with that information.
Oh, you can't.
No, ma'am. All I know that it will come from Omax Health. I don't know the form of the check. We want to know that information.
I'm just a little leery for you to do that, only because the shipment was supposed to be sent out, and it was never even ordered yet, and that's since January the 14th. So I'm a little skeptical about you sending me a check. If you can
I understand, ma'am, but if the card is closed out, then we will have to send you out a check.
It's not closed out yet.
I'm sorry?
The account is not closed out yet. I would really prefer if it was. I'm just checking to see myself. Just bear with me a minute. One second, please.
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you. I normally save all my receipts, and I don't think I saved your invoice.
Okay, when will your account be canceled out, ma'am? Do you know the date?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I would really like it to just come off of my checking account because I used on my bank because I used to order it. Sometimes I'd do that, the number that you have, and then sometimes I would do it through my bank.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, we'll have to send you out a check.
Well, I don't trust you sending me out a check. After all of this that I have gone through,
okay.
I don't trust. I just don't trust it. I don't.
Okay, Ms. Nash, well, we can refund it back to the card, but you did state on the recorded line that the account will be canceled out.
Can you transfer me to another department?
Okay, I can transfer you over to another supervisor, yes, ma'am, but she will inform you the same information.
Okay, but thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Just bear with me one moment.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding. I'm still here. I'm just holding on a higher supervisor. Just bear with me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still here. Just bear me one more moment.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Just bear me one moment.
Thanks.
Thanks for patient holding a form. I'm just holding on my supervisor. Just one more moment for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.